With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A local Democratic leader says the unusual manner the party has nominated a presidential ticket this year because of COVID has had many positives. Ken Kroll has more.
Vilas County Democratic Party Chair Jane Nicholson says the convention this week has been intriguing, and even virtually, the convention has become a model for the future.
It seems incredibly wise and rich in terms of what's unfolded. It's a way of, you know, conserving certain kinds of energies and at the same time being able to include many more people.
She says the opening night's featured speakers of Bernie Sanders, Republican John Kasich, and Michelle Obama created an arc of viewpoints that reflected the party well. Nicholson says the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris ticket is one that could unite the party.
What I've observed is a lot of enthusiasm. I think it's going to be a true umbrella team. And I will say the promises and the possibilities that we've been hoping to offer to the country and to all voters is really going to be established through this ticket.
Nicholson feels the state nomination process was much improved with the virtual presentation, eliminating what she called ballyhooing, and the states gave a deep sense of who they are in the nation. She felt it was sad that coronavirus took away Milwaukee's place in the convention. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports state voters have requested more than 800,000 absentee ballots. Still, more than 2.5 months before the November 3rd general election, that number is expected to top 1 million. Commission members have told municipal clerks that last week's primary election was good practice for them. Commission Administrator Megan Wolf said Tuesday there are still some issues to work out, like how to count all of the absentee ballots in a system not designed to handle those numbers. For many years, the state of Wisconsin allowed counties to make rules that were stricter than state law regarding shoreline zoning issues. In 2015, the legislature passed Act 55, which prohibited the counties from enacting shoreline zoning rules stricter than state statute. This week, the Oneida County Board discussed making its peer rules conform with the much more relaxed state standards. Supervisor Bob Mott questioned if the county was eliminating language that had been enforced locally for many years concerning piers. Via Zoom, he asked County Planning and Zoning Director Carl Jenrick.
I think we're turning over the regulation to the state, correct?
That is correct. Well, then the county would have no regulations in place to enforce. So therefore, the state regulations would be the regulations that control.
While Oneida County had enforced action against illegal piers, Jenrick says all that now has been turned over to the Department of Natural Resources. Supervisor Scott Holowinski, who chairs the Planning and Development Committee, said courts have determined counties can't regulate piers, so county rule changes were brought forward to clean up the codes. Corporation Counsel Brian Desmond affirmed that.
If a pier qualifies for a DNR exemption from requiring a permit, an individual permit under the DNR's regulations, that we cannot regulate that pier.
The board passed the changes in the rules with only Mott voting no. The public has until the end of the month to help inform the future of the town of Three Lakes. In conjunction with the University of Wisconsin Extension's Design Wisconsin team, Forward Three Lakes is a three-month initiative. The effort debuted recently with a Facebook Live session and continues with the public input survey. UW Extension's Miles Alexander says the Design Wisconsin program is done in person, but the COVID outbreak changed that. He says the survey is the first major public contact toward finding what the community's vision is for the future. He says the survey has been used in other Design Wisconsin cities.
The questions in the survey are to get a sense of how people see Three Lakes now and what they hope to see in the future.
Alexander says the online survey takes about 15 minutes to complete at the Forward Three Lakes website and Facebook page. The survey will close August 30th. Classes begin in the school district of Rhinelander in 2 weeks. The first day of school may be in a classroom for some students. For others, it may be at the kitchen table. YMCA of the Northwoods CEO Ryan Zietlow says they've considered how to respond from a before and after school perspective to support families. He says they've come up with various plans to help parents. The Y will separate students from each school within its facility once school begins. The reentry plan the district chose is option 1, level 2, or yellow. The district is also offering option 2, full-time virtual learning through Hodag Tracks, the district's online option. The Y is also offering care for students enrolled in Hodag Tracks at the Youth Development Center. Zietlow says parents who work with children in virtual school won't have anyone home with their child. He says their virtual learning academy will allow those students to stay together in smaller groups. Longer stories are at WXPR.org or the Star Journal, or contact the YMCA of the Northwoods. Our forecast, mostly sunny skies today with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, mainly late in the day, a high near 81. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and a high near 80. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.